Who is the real Ted Kennedy? The real Ted Kennedy? Well, the leftist media in this nation has erupted in praise of Ted Kennedy. Democrats praise him, Republicans praise him, liberals praise him, conservatives praise him. But simply because a man has a serious health problem, does that mean that all criticism must stop permanently? His legacy must be rewritten? Does a man who spent his entire political life destroying the fundamental tenets of American morality become miraculously rehabilitated simply because he entered the hospital? Do so-called conservatives stop being conservative because of a medical diagnosis? No, and yet it seems that the Republicans in Congress have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has done to our borders. Too many false conservative commentators have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has done to our language. Too many fawning media lackeys have forgotten what Ted Kennedy has succeeded in doing in nearly destroying our culture. We cannot forget that he opened the borders as early as 1965, lying to the American people, saying it would not change the demographics of America. We cannot forget that the lion of the left voted to destroy the flag and destroy traditional marriage. We cannot forget that in spite of his illness, he has voted for late-term abortion, i.e. infanticide. We cannot forget that he voted no on a constitutional ban on flag desecration, that Kennedy voted no on a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, that Kennedy voted yes on adding sexual orientation to the definition of hate crimes, that Kennedy voted no on banning affirmative action hiring with federal funds, that Kennedy voted yes on allowing illegals to participate in Social Security. His poor health does not excuse him for what he has done to our nation. And so now, the Soros-run media sets on Michael Savage for daring to disclose the truth about Ted Kennedy's legacy. Just as in a Soviet show trial, Michael Savage is now being persecuted for refusing to take the party line that the great lion of the left must be praised. All praise, all praise. Well, I will not be silenced. You will not be silenced. Silence is death. Silence is death. Speak the truth about Ted Kennedy. Americans must know his reckless record of destructive social engineering. And P.S., do not ever forget Chappaquiddick. And by the way, the dead girl's name was Mary Jo Kopechne. This is Michael Savage. I approve of this monologue. Now let's have some punk rock for a few seconds on the Savage Nation. You can call me at 1-800-449-8255. Savage Nation, 1-800-449-8255. The real Ted Kennedy is the issue. You can turn it off now. Why is there so little focus on the real Ted Kennedy? I've not heard one major talk show host criticize any of his past. Now, I would expect that from NPR. I'd expect it from the Air America lackeys. But certainly you'd expect the wall banger, the leprechaun, the golfer to say one word about Kennedy. Why is it that even the great golfer won't say anything about Kennedy, the man who has you believe that he's the conservative in the country? I'll turn it another way. Is it appropriate to criticize Michael Savage for criticizing the liberal legacy of Ted Kennedy at this time? Is it appropriate to call for an incoherent, doddering senator, Robert Byrd, to be removed from the Senate?